I was very surprised, obviously. It's not something that I expected, but yeah, lovely to be recognised by your peers, and certainly all the, you know, the who's who of the wine fraternity and business fraternity in the Barossa. So that was absolutely fantastic.
How did you end up in the Barossa?
So I'm a fifth generation Barossan. So my family are farmers in the, have been in the Barossa for many, many years. So, but then I went away for 12 years working overseas in different countries and making wine in different places. I was really excited to find a property for sale up in Eden Valley. My wife and I were, we weren't looking for somewhere to buy. We came back actually for a Christmas holidays and found this lovely property and decided that, yes, we're coming back to the Barossa, so because we knew what we were coming back to.
Now, in the meantime, though, over that 12 years, you worked throughout Europe and South Africa as well. What was it like getting experience as a winemaker in those different places?
Oh, look, it, amazing experience. For any young budding winemakers or viticulturalists out there, I would absolutely urge them to do it. To get out and get your blinkers off and see the world is without a doubt one of the greatest experiences. And I suppose it's really shaped my winemaking career. It's helped me become a better winemaker, I think, more open-minded.
Now, Rockford's, where you work now, has been described as the epitome of traditional winemaking in South Australia. What is unique about what you're doing there?
Working for Rockford Wines, the owner and the winemaker, Robert O'Callaghan, who started Rockford in 84, really wanted to make wine traditionally, bring the best of the traditional wine trade into his whole philosophy. And it's not just about how we make wine, it's about how we sell wine. It's about having relationships with customers, selling direct to customers and having control of where our wines end up and having long-term relationships with everybody. So we have some amazing old equipment, a basket press that dates back to the late 1800s and an old distemmer, and it's all run by a 100-year-old petrol-driven motor. We still use all that old equipment. Everybody says, well, you know, you could get a modern forklift and tip it in much quicker and modern equipment, but if we did, it would change the style of wine. It would change how we make wine. So we're very happy and love the way that the old equipment is very gentle to the grapes and makes the wine in a certain style.
And is it challenging to use some of that older technology? What are the other added complexities with going back in time, if you like?
Yeah, the old equipment is amazing. It actually does, a better job than some of the modern equipment, but it's very slow. So we're limited to how much fruit we can actually put through in a day and, of course, then in a season. So we can only crush. I mean, a big day for us is probably 10 to 12 tonnes and some wineries would do that in half an hour. So we really are limited to how quickly we can get the fruit in. And also the old equipment needs special care and maintenance, and if we break something, well, we can't just pop down to the local farm supply shop and pick up a new part. We actually have to made. So we've actually got some amazing people in the Barossa that can manufacture bits and pieces, because there's a great bit of knowledge in the Barossa about old equipment. So yeah, it is challenging, definitely.
So just finally, vintage is well and truly underway in the Barossa now. How are things looking out on the vines there?
Well, I'm a bit hot and flustered at the moment because I've been racing through vineyards all this morning after the hot couple of days that we've had. And the heat certainly has brought things on a little earlier, so that's adding to the challenges. But we've got a nice cool week coming up now. And actually, the vineyards have held up really well. I'm surprised. We've lost a little bit of leaf, but the fruit looks fantastic. Great flavours. I've just been walking through some Riesling vineyards up in Eden Valley, and the flavours look amazing. So I think if we don't get any more weeks of 40 degrees, I think we're in for an absolute cracker.